I remembered many years ago, I was still in Antique. I had to buy groceries and food from the market to feed the family. I only had 500 pesos. Yun lang talaga yung pera ko. May araw talaga na yung natitira sa'yo, yun lang talaga. 500 pesos, groceries, and pamalengke. So, I would choose what is very important. Pag konti yung pera mo, piliin mo yung pinaka-importante. Okay? Yung kailangan talaga. And minsan, ginagawa ng Diyos sa atin yan, He just gives us this much of resources so that you will learn to use your common sense. Because there are many things in life that we try to acquire na hindi naman natin kailangan. So with 500 pesos, I went to the grocery. Umikot ako doon. Ang dami kong gustong bilhin. Gusto kong bumili ng peanut butter. Kasi paborito ko yan sa tinapay. But if I buy that, then I cannot buy milk anymore for the children. Hindi na ako makabili ng gatas para sa mga bata. So umikot ako ng umikot. Yan ang problema pag konti yung pera mo, matagal ka sa grocery. Kasi ikot ka ng ikot, nag-iisip ka kung ano lang talagang pwede mong bilhin. So I bought some milk. Nakabili ako ng milk and some other things na kailangan sa bahay. When I got to the counter, nung nandun ako sa counter, when I was about to pay, nung magbabayad na ako, nakita ko sa cashier na medyo lumampas ng 500 yung binili ko. So iniisip ko, nako, nakakahiya kasi babawasan mo yung binili mo, di ba? Ilalagay mo doon sa tabi. When I was about to pay, my bill is 500 plus. I only have 500 pesos. Wala na akong pamalengke. Kasi naubos sa grocery. Kasi bumili ng gatas, bumili nito. And so, in other words, sumobra yung bili ko kaysa dala kong pera. So, nung nakita ko, hindi ko alam kung paano ko sabihin sa cashier. Before I could speak to the cashier na bawasan, nung dinukot ko yung pera ko to pay, ang sabi ng cashier sa akin, "It's already paid for, sir. Bayad na po yan." Sabi ko, "There must be a mistake." Sabi niya, "Hindi po, bayad na yan." Sabi ko, "Sino nagbayad?" "Hindi po pinapasabi." So I tried to look around, tinitingnan ko sa palibot kung sino ang nagbayad. Ayaw sabihin ng cashier kung sino ang nagbayad. Sabi niya, "Dalhin mo na lang yan. Bayad na po yan." I looked around, tinitingnan ko. Yun na nga, gusto mo talagang magpasalamat dun sa tao. Wala akong nakita kundi isang matandang babae na nakasmile sa akin. So nung nakita ko siya, lumapit ako sa kanya. Sabi ko lang sa kanya, "Thank you po." And that's all I said to her. Now, she did not confirm kung siya ang nagbayad. Kung hindi naman siya magbabayad, magtataka yun ba't nag-thank you ako. Anyway, I share that with you because our first reading today, etong challenge ni Lord, first reading natin, sabi niya, "You come. You come to me. Come close to me. And you buy bread without money." When that happened to me, this is the scripture that came to my head. I will buy bread with no money. So every time I go out, since that time ang nag-grocery ako, yan ang pumapasok sa isip ko, I'm going to buy food without money. Pero hindi na po naulit yon. Once lang yon. But it became alive to me that God can provide for you in so many ways. He can provide you with money already. So you would have the capacity to buy the things you need. Sometimes walang pera, but don't worry because God can still provide you with the things that you need. You can buy bread without money. In our world today, it's impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. Etong sinasabi sa Old Testament reading natin. God was challenging Israel, bakit kayo lumalayo sa akin? Why are you running away from me? You come to me. Come to me because I can provide for you. I am your life and you. When you come to me, I will provide for you. I'll take care of you. And too often times, hindi natin iniisip yan. And I hope that this season of Lent, mag-isip na tayo. Has God ever failed you? Yes, may araw na walang tinapay. May araw na walang pagkain. Pero nagutom ka ba? Nanghihina ka na ba ngayon dahil walang pagkain? God will always provide. Amen? God invites us to come to Him, to return to Him, because in God we have life, we have His provision, we are assured of His blessing. Huwag kayong matakot. The second reading is the opposite of that. Kinikwento ni St. Paul, sabi niya, our fathers, he was talking to the Israelites before them. Sabi niya, they crossed the Red Sea, they were all baptized. The crossing of the Red Sea is their baptism. In other words, they are now part of God's family. How do we become part of God's family? Through the sacrament of baptism. The Israelites in the Old Testament, they passed through the Red Sea and they were baptized in God. What else? They partake of God's provision. The manna. Okay? Palaging may mana araw-araw, God would provide for them. God has given them the bread of heaven. And they also drink from the spiritual rock. There was a drink given to them to refresh them, to rejuvenate them, to strengthen them. God was faithful in providing for them. And St. Paul said, you know, they had everything that we have today. We are baptized in Christ. We are part of God's family. We partake of the Eucharist every Sunday. And for some people, it's every day. We partake of the bread from heaven and the water, the wine, the blood of our Lord. We partake of that. God feeds us. God provides for us. But then St. Paul, sabi ni St. Paul, but not all of them were able to enter the promised land. Wow. Could it be possible na tayo mga Kristiyano, baptized tayo, we are part of God's family, we partake from the same table, nag-Eucharist tayo, and still we will not make it to heaven? Is it possible? Well, etong sinasabi ni St. Paul, these things that happened to Israel, it happened to teach you as an example. Tinuturuan tayo. The experience of Israel, when they kept on rejecting everything that God is giving them, yung blessing ng Diyos sa kanila, instead of bringing the people closer to God because of His blessing, mas lalo namang lumalayo yung mga tao. They engage in so many things, in sexual immorality. Ang dami nilang pinaggagawa, they engage in idolatry. Pero ito yung nakita ko talagang masama. And very bad, and sometimes if we are not aware of it, ito rin yung ginagawa natin sa Diyos. God kept on providing for them. God kept on blessing them. But they kept on grumbling and murmuring against God. And sabi dito, and because of that, a destroying angel came and destroyed them, killed them all. It was not God who killed them. Hindi ang Diyos ang pumatay sa kanila. But you see, every time we reject God's invitation, we open ourselves to the enemy. Inasmuch as gusto ni Lord i-protect tayo, inasmuch as God would like to save us, but if we keep on rejecting God in our life, may kaaway tayo. There is an enemy of our soul who is always watching us and waiting for an opportunity to destroy us. St. Paul said this was written, itong nangyari sa Israel, this was written as an example for us. An example that we could learn from them. This Sunday, we're going to talk about repentance. Repentance is not just about turning away from sin. Although, kasama yan. We have to turn away from our sins. Etong kinikwento sa gospel natin. You know? Backtrack lang tayo ng konti. When we started in Lent, the first day was Ash Wednesday. Okay? I said that Lent is a time of establishing spiritual disciplines in our life that would help us on our journey. Amen? Sa mundong ibabaw na to, tayo po'y naglalakbay lang. We are still on a journey. And the journey may be long and tedious, but the Lord has given us the spiritual disciplines to help us to build our character so that we will be able to endure the journey and finally enter into the rest that God has in store for us. We are not designed by God to die along the way. Talagang ang disenyo ng Diyos sa buhay natin na matatapos natin yung journey natin. We were designed. God provides for everything God gives us. But we need on our part to establish the disciplines that the Lord is teaching us. Kaya nung Ash Wednesday, we started with the discipline of prayer, fasting, and giving. Ang tanong ko lang sa inyo, how are you doing? Kumusta na yan? Baka nakalimutan na yon, okay? We have to cultivate that discipline in us. We have to really establish ourselves in those disciplines. Spend extra time in prayer this season of Lent. So that pag natapos yung Lent, your prayer life would have improved. Amen? Practice fasting, denying yourself. Because it's so hard to follow Christ if you don't learn to deny yourself. Sabi ni Jesus, anyone who comes after me, the first thing he does is deny yourself. And there are many Christians today who would never, never deny themselves. That's why we struggle in fall. Ang hirap sumunod kay Lord. Ang hirap talaga maging Kristiyano. Bakit mahirap? You're struggling with it because you are not willing to deny yourself. Palagi ako ang masusunod. And Jesus Christ was saying, you are tired and heavily laden. Now you come to me and I will give you rest. Why? Because my yoke is easy, my burden is light. The things that weigh us down is not what God is giving to us. The things that weigh us down in our life are the things that we put on ourselves. Kasi talagang inuuna natin ang sarili natin. Amen? Sabi nga ng iba, ang dali lang naman mag-doktor. Bakit? Mag-aral ka lang. Oh, tama. Eh bakit nagiging complicate sa ibang estudyante? Kasi araw-araw nagpa-party din. Araw-araw lumalabas din. Oh, ang hirap talaga. Bishop, ang hirap talaga. Ang hirap mag-aral. Bakit mahirap pag-aral? Eh, gabi-gabi nagpa-party. Paano ka makapag-aral? Because you are not willing to deny yourself. Part of your journey to become a good doctor is you have to study well, to prepare your mind to study. Kaya minsan may mga tao, pag may sakit, tinatanong yung doktor eh, saan ka ba nag-aral? Saan ka ba nagtapos? Ako, ang gusto ko lang malaman sa isang doktor, hindi kung saan siya nag-aral. Ang gusto ko talang malaman sa doktor, ito lang, nag-aral ka ba? Kasi ang hirap naman yung pabuksan mo yung bituka mo, pabuksan mo yung tiyan mo sa taong hindi nga alam kung anong gagawin niya. Diba? It's the same thing. That's why we need to have those two things. The other discipline is giving. Oh, nako. Like I've said, giving is not about, you know, it's not about just helping people. It's not about letting go of your possession. Giving is about loving. Because loving means that you will the good of the other person. Kung hindi tayo mag-ingat, ang iniisip natin, ang sarili lang natin palagi. That's why we are so unhappy. Maraming taong malungkot ang buhay dahil ang iniisip sarili lang. You can never be happy if you have not learned to love others. Amen? May mga tao na nagkukulong lang, nasaktan kasi ako eh. Ayoko na magmahal ng tao, bibili na lang ako ng aso. Mas masarap mahalin ng aso, hindi ka tinatraidor ng aso. Tama ba? Hindi. Tama ba? Hindi. Yung aso, pag hindi mo pinakain, okay lang. Pag pinakain mo, tuwang-tuwa siya. Yung tao, pag hindi mo pinakain, magre-reklamo yan. Kaya maraming tao ngayon, ayaw na nilang makihalubilo sa ibang tao. Ayaw nilang magkaroon ng pamilya. Ayaw nilang magkaroon ng community. Anong gusto niya? Nasa bahay lang ako, kasama ko yung aso ko. And that life will not enrich you. That kind of life will never bring you to the full potential, to realize your full potential. It will never bring you to complete joy and happiness because you need to love. It's not good for the man to be alone. We need each other. That's why, ang sabi dito, you give. Because give is the act of loving another person. The first Sunday of Lent, what did we learn? Anong discipline? The first discipline we learn in the first Sunday of Lent is to enter the desert. Diba? Si Jesus, after he was baptized, he went to the desert. We have to get rid of things that distract us and so that we can focus on God. Maraming bagay na nagdi-distract sa buhay natin. We even create our own distractions. That's why we enter the deserts of our hearts. Maraming tao hindi na pumapasok sa puso nila. Nandito na lang sa isip palagi. Kaya pag nandito ka lang sa isip mo palagi, ang iniisip mo lang yung anong ulam mamaya, saan ako pupunta, saan ako maliligo, sino kasama ko. We don't ask questions like, what is my purpose in life? Why am I here? Why does God love me so much? We don't ask those things because those things are in the heart. And many of us don't want to enter the heart because natatakot tayong pumasok sa puso natin. Because minsan, pag pumasok ka sa puso mo, doon mo makikita, mas mahal mo yung kasalanan kaysa Diyos. We don't want to confront ourselves. I love sin more than I love God. That's why most people don't enter their hearts anymore. So magpa-party-party na lang, pasyal-pasyal na lang, so that you distract yourself. Lent is a time to get rid of all the distractions for a while and begin to enter your heart. Because the things that makes you unhappy in life are not caused by the outward things. Hindi ka malungkot dahil wala kang pera. Hindi ka malungkot dahil inaway ka ng neighbor mo. Alam mo bakit ka malungkot sa buhay mo? Eto kasi, nandito ang problema sa loob. Amen? That's why the first discipline we learned in this first Sunday of Lent is that we have to get rid of the distraction and enter your heart. Last Sunday, we talked about, what did we talk about? The discipline of always, always choosing the narrow door. Kasi ang buhay natin, pag hindi tayo mag-ingat, ang hinahabol natin sa buhay, minsan hindi yung tama, kundi yung komportable. Amen? We like in our lazy nature, tamad tayo. We want things easy. We want to be comfortable all the time. Pinaglalaban natin yung convenience ng buhay natin. Walking with the Lord will never be comfortable. Kaya maraming Kristiyano, iniiwan na nila yung pamilya nila, iniiwan nila yung ministry nila, iniiwan nila yung simbahan because it's not comfortable. Bakit? Kasi nasanay sa buhay na komportable lang. Pipiliin ko lang yung komportable lang. You understand what I'm saying? That's why we have to learn to enter the narrow door. The narrow door is so difficult, that's why it's rare for people to be excellent in life. Because excellence is difficult. To be excellent in the family, it's difficult. It's so easy to set rules only sa pamilya. Etong gawin nyo, etong gawin nyo, etong gawin nyo. And you think the family life will be excellent. No, it cannot be. It's much more than that. You have to give it time and sacrifice and suffering to be excellent in the family life. Also in the ministry. Also in your career. Alam mo kung madali lang yung career at saka business, di dapat lahat ng tao mayaman na. Madali lang eh. But success in business is so rare. Why? Because it's so difficult. If you find someone excellent in the business, it's because that someone is willing to go through the difficulties of career and business. Kasi kung madali lang yan, it will be common to everyone. Those are the disciplines. And today we're going to talk of another discipline, repentance. Repentance. The problem with repentance today is just like in our gospel today. We don't see the need to repent. Kasi yung iba mas masama kaysa atin. And we feel na pag may nakita kang taong mas masama sa'yo, hindi na ako kailangan mag-repent. Mas magaling ako dyan. You know, ito yung sinasabi ng mga tao doon kay Jesus. Sabi niya, Lord, mayroong mga Galileans na matay. They died. Pilate killed them and mixed their blood in their offerings. Are they really bad sinners? O, ganyan kaagad, ano? Pag may nakita tayong na-aksidente na tao, ay, talagang masama kasing ugali niyan. Buti na lang ako, hindi ako ganyan kakasama. Kaya hindi talaga ako ma-aksidente. Uy. Diba? Sometimes bad things happen not only to bad people, but bad things happen also to good people. Kaya nung tinanong na nila si Lord, sabi niya, Lord, talaga mga masasama ba to? Pinatay, they were murdered. In broad daylight, they were murdered. So therefore, these men are very bad people. They are sinners. And Jesus said, no. They are not worse than anyone else. But if you do not repent, you will suffer likewise. So the issue there is not sino mas masama. Ay, mahilig tayo sa ganyan. Instead of taking responsibility for our sins, we always blame it on other people. Sinisisi natin ibang tao. I know a man na talaga ngayon, naghihirap siya. I was talking, counseling to him. Sabi niya, ganito lang naman ako kasi iniwan ako ng tatay ko. Nagda-drugs ako kasi iniwan ako ng tatay ko. Nainom ako, nagda-drugs ng tatay ko. Nagbababae ako kasi iniwan ako ng tatay ko. Lahat ng kapalpakan niya sa buhay, kasalanan ng tatay niya. Ang tanong ko lang sa kanya, sabi ko, oo nga, may kasalanan yung tatay mo sa'yo, pero anong kasalanan mo? Wala. Naniniwala ka ba? Wala kang kasalanan? Kung nagda-drugs ka, hindi na yan kasalanan ng tatay mo. Ikaw ang gumagawa niyan. Amen? If you leave your family behind. Kasi yung tatay ko nun, Bishop, yung tatay ko nun, iniwan kami. Kaya ngayon, Bishop, ito na rin nangyayari sa akin. Iiwan ko na rin yung pamilya ko. Kasalanan to ng tatay ko. Kung hindi niya kami iiwan, iniwan noon, sana ngayon hindi ko rin iiwan yung asawa ko. Ha? Kasalanan ng tatay mo na iniwan ang pamilya kayo. Pero kasalanan mo yan. Hindi kasalanan ng tatay mo. Iiwan mo rin yung pamilya mo. Do you understand what I'm saying? We always blame others. Mas maraming kasalanan to. And because nakikita mo yung kasalanan ng ibang tao, okay ka lang. And Jesus Christ said, no, no, no. Unless you repent, you turn away from your sin also, you cannot. It will be difficult. You will perish just like them. Then another asked him, yung mga taong nahulugan na aksidente, hindi sila pinatay ha, aksidente, nahulugan sila ng building, namatay sila, 18 men. Ang sabi naman nila, ayun siguro, mas worse sinners yon, mas maraming kasalanan yon. And you know, Jesus Christ said, they did not die because they are worse and bad sinners. But this is the lesson. If you do not repent, you will also suffer just like them. Then he taught the parable of the fig tree. Tinuro niya. Okay, so the first lesson we learned from the gospel today is that stop blaming others for your own mistakes and failure. You have to take responsibility for yourself. Amen? You can never repent from your sin na hanggang ngayon hindi mo inaako. Again, let me repeat that. You can never repent from a sin that you do not take responsibility for. Paano ka mag-repent? Eh, wala akong kasalanan eh. Kasalanan ng tatay ko yan. And so you'll never repent. You will stay that way. Amen? So that was the first lesson we've learned. And the second lesson in the gospel today teaches us that repentance is not just turning away from sin. Yes, that's part of it. We turn away from sin. Because sometimes there is a way that seems right for you, but in the end, it will lead to your death. It will lead to your destruction. Talaga hindi ako magpapatawad, Father. Kasi yung tao na yan talaga, pag pinatawad mo yan, ipagmamalaki niya na naisahan niya ako. So I'll never forget. Now, it seems like it's the right thing to do. It seems it's right. But you know what? That path, yung pinipili mo, na daan na yan, it will destroy you. That's why we need to turn away from our sin. But more than turning away from your sin, you have to, in repentance, turn towards God. Yung word na repentance, it came from the Greek word metanoia. Metanoia means having a change of mind, a change of heart. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng metanoia. Repentance really comes from within you. It's not just turning away from sin. Ayaw ko na to, nagsasawa na ako sa kasalanan na to. But you have to turn away from sin, yes, but you also have to turn to God. Amen? The parable of the fig tree. There was a landowner who planted a tree and it was not bearing fruit. And so the owner of the tree, the land, sabi niya, for 3 years I've been coming back here, hindi pa nagbubunga niyan. Lahat ng kasama niyang kahoy may bunga na. Eto, for 3 years, hindi pa rin nagbubunga. Then the owner said, why continue with this kind of tree? Cut it down. Because it is consuming the nutrients of the ground. So makikita nyo, ha? God has prepared everything for the tree to bear fruit. May nutrients na yung lupa. Kaya nga yung ibang kahoy, nagbubunga na. Etong kahoy na to, pareho lang naman sila, humihigop sa nutrients ng lupa, ayaw talaga magbunga. So the problem is not so much with the soil and the nutrients, the problem is with the tree itself. Kaya sabi niya, putulin mo na to. Then the gardener, eto sabi ng gardener, Lord, wag muna. Sabi niya, not yet, don't cut it down yet. I will dig around this tree. I will make the ground soft for this tree. Papalambutin ko yung lupa dito sa kahoy na to kung saan siya nakatanim. I will make the ground soft. I will dig around it. And I will fertilize the ground. You see, that's what happens to us. Every time we sin, every time we walk in the path of sin, God is not there to strike and kill you. Hindi ganyan ang Diyos natin. God is a God who will work it out for you. God does not give up on us when we make mistakes. When we sin, He does not just make retribution at papatayin ka ng Diyos. Minsan, yan ang iniisip natin sa Diyos. Nag-aantay lang siya, magkamali ka, titirahin ka na niya kasi gahilit siya sa iyo. That's why before we leave, what does the bishop say? What does the bishop remind you? Okay? Remember that God loves you. And because He loves you so much, God is not angry at you. Now, He may be angry with the things you do, but not at you. He loves you. Love is not easily angered. He loves you so much, He's not angry at you. He has forgiven you of your sins. You know, repentance is not about just the forgiveness of sins. Kasi minsan iniisip natin, talagang big deal yung kasalanan natin sa Diyos. Talaga yun ang pinaka main issue, yung kasalanan mo. Ang Diyos, pag nakita ka, yung kasalanan mo talaga yung big deal sa Kanya. You know, our sins, yung mga pinaggagawa nating kasalanan, the things that we do and we do not do, the mistakes, the sins that we have, it does not intimidate God at all. Hindi na siya shock, hindi nagagalit ang Diyos dahil may kasalanan kang ginawa. Hindi siya nagagalit sa'yo. It does not intimidate Him. His love will always be greater than your sin. But why does God encourage us to repent? Etong problema, etong concern ng Diyos, hindi yung kasalanan mo. Ang concern ng Diyos, ito. Bakit mo pinapatuloy at ini-embrace yung kasalanan mo? Bakit mas mahal mo yan? That sin will destroy your life. How come you embrace it? How come you love it more than anything else? Bakit mahal na mahal mo yung kasalanan mo? Yan ang concern ng Diyos. Yung kasalanan natin, alam niya na yan. He already knows the weaknesses of each and every one of us. Hindi ko pa ginagawa yung kasalanan ko, alam na ng Diyos. When I was elected to become the bishop, kinausap ako ng mga obispo. Itong tanong nila sa akin, would you consider the office of the bishop? I said, no. At merong isang obispo, tinanong ako, bakit ayaw mo maging bishop? Kasi ang dami kong kasalanan. Para sa akin, yung isang obispo, dapat walang dungis ng kasalanan yan. I look at the bishop as, you know, he's so perfect, he's so pure, he's like an angel. So sabi ko, hindi ako pwede maging bishop because I was living in sin before. And maybe until now, I do not know. So I cannot be the bishop. At ito sabi ng mga obispo. Akala mo ba hindi alam ng Diyos? Nung pinili ka ng Diyos, hindi niya alam na may kasalanan ka. Of course, God knows I am a sinful person. But why did He choose me? Why would God choose a person like me? Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, paghawak ko yung bread, gusto kong umiyak because I'm not supposed to hold that. Because of my sin, here comes God, nagpapahawak ang Diyos sa akin. Ang
marami yung kasalanan. Ando,
hindi nga tayo nagsishake hands sa tao na galing sa banyo eh. Di ba? Ayaw nyo makipag-shake hands. Saan ka galing? Kaya lalabas ko lang sa banyo. Good morning. Sabi mo, oh sige, okay lang. You would not touch the hand of a person who is so dirty, di ba? And here I am, every Sunday, I get to hold Jesus in my hand. Nagpapahawak siya sa akin. Lord, ang dumi ko, I am most unworthy as a servant. But He allows me to touch Him. Amen? Amen. God already knew how sinful I am before He called me. And when He called me to serve Him, He knows every sin that I have done, the sins that I have done today, and the things that I will continue to do. God knows until when. He already knows that. But He calls you and invites you to serve because alam ng Diyos that will bring fulfillment and joy in my life. Yan ang gusto niya sa akin. Now, having that in mind, with that in mind, what does it create in me? Anong nangyayari sa akin? Pag naalala ko yan, it creates in me a desire to be with this God. Hindi ko napapakawalan tong Diyos na to. Mamimili pa ako ng ibang susundan? Will I still choose other things? Will I choose my sin? Will I love my sin and continue to walk in sin? Not anymore. Not with this kind of God. That is what repentance is. It's not just about getting rid of your sin. I'm bad. Ayoko na maging bad. No. Repentance is, I want to be with God. Gusto ko kasama si Lord. Gusto ko hawak-hawak kaming dalawa. That's what repentance is. That is what God wants from us. It's not about just forgiving your sins. God wants to be friends with you. God is so in love with you that He wants to be with you all the time. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng repentance. And today, we reflect on this and meditate on this. In your own life, sa sarili mong buhay, how many times have we run away from God? And every time we run away from God, we will always choose a path that will lead to death. No matter how good it is. Pag tinalikuran mo ang Diyos at tatahak ka sa daan na sa mata mo maganda, kahit anong ganda niyan, it will never bring you to life. It will destroy you. That's why the only way that we can be living out the best of our life potential or becoming the best version of ourselves is to turn to God and begin to walk in that direction, getting closer and closer and closer to God in your heart. When you walk that way, pag pinili mo yung daan na yan, it may be difficult, it may be tedious, maraming pagsubok, but you know what? Ang dulo niyan is always life and excellence. Everything you need, lahat ng hinahanap mo sa buhay, yung tuwa, yung joy, yung peace na hinahanap mo sa buhay mo, yung pagmamahal na hinahanap mo, nandyan sa daan na yan. You cannot find it any other way, but that's the way it is. That's why the need for us to repent, not just turning away from our sin, but in our heart and in our mind, we begin to turn to God. That's it. Remember, you are blessed. So don't just be blessed, be a blessing as well. Amen.